Blog Talk Radio.
Energy enigma. We're going to be talking about a lot of things here in this discussion, in this experience, that I want you to begin to start really expanding your mind and really kind of tapping into this energy. I want you to think about this. There are so many different evolutions that we have gone through to be able to be here in this time and space as a human being. So many of us have come to the planet with our soul groups to do some amazing shit. That's just what it is. But it took a lot of work for us to get here. And so even though some of you may be going through some challenges, some obstacles, know that no one is here by mistake. There is no accident. And so there is a process. There is this energy enigma that seems to be a mystery about how it happened. How did you get here? Many of us have come from other planets, other galaxies, and other worlds to come here to be human. But even before we could sustain ourselves on Earth, there is a process that we all have gone through. And that process has been, many of us have gone through the process of being air, water, fire, being mountains, trees, clouds, water. We have done all of those things. Flowers, the bees, the butterflies. We've been all of those things. Everything that holds a consciousness here in this physical reality, we have experienced from our most dearest pets that we think about, whether that's a cat, a dog, a crocodile, an eagle, or a bunny rabbit. A zebra, all of those things. All of those things was a part of your evolution before you came to be a human and being here at this time. All of that history, all of that knowledge, all of that understanding is with you. You just got to know how to tap in. Get the understanding. And once you do, then you're able to really allow your spirit to know that there's truly no boundaries. Absolutely none. It's all about understanding. It's all about learning, and it's all about love and growing. Energy Enigma is some real, real powerful shit. And we're going to be talking about that live, right now, here on Planet Remix. You guessed it, with me, Ms. Blue. Yeah, we're going to be talking about it. So no, it took a lot of work to get here. It really did. All right. Peace and greetings, everyone. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to the remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and you are live in the remix. I want to say peace and greetings to all of you out there, no matter where in the world you're listening from. Welcome to the remix. Welcome here. Welcome all of you from all over the world listening in tonight. Welcome. It's Friday night here where we are in the remix and where you are. Welcome. Welcome to the remix. Peace and greetings, everyone. How's everybody doing? I see you guys getting yourselves all fooled up on the phone lines. I do want to let you know that there's a couple of ways that you can connect and call into the show tonight. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. That's going to get you on the phone lines. Or you can also, if you're calling outside of the United States or Canada, you can dial the U.S. country code, and then dial 646-652-2711, and that's going to get you locked in. Also, I want to let you know the chat room is open, and the Remix family is getting themselves all situated there, so you can definitely come on over and always chat and chill with us inside the chat room. Let me give you some cosmic directions so that you can get yourself and come on over. All you have to do is go to www.blogtalkradio.com/ all one word, The Remix, and you can come on over. Once you get over, you can come in. You'll be in the chat room. If you're a guest and you're a guest and you're joining us for the very first time, all you have to do is stroll down on the bottom, click the link that says sign up. That's going to let you tell us who you are. You'll be able to come in, chat, and chill with us inside the chat room here, as well as keep you locked into everything that has to do with the remix. So I want to let you know. The other way that you can call in and listen is you can actually Skype into the show. www.blogtalkradio.com/The Remix, and then just come on in. Welcome, everyone. I'm super excited to be here tonight. So glad to see you guys and to see your smiling faces there in the chat room and to have you guys on board joining me here in the forum tonight. I do want to remind you that tonight's show, as well as all of the remix shows, are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on demand. And so anytime that you can think about a remix show, you can actually get yourself over and you can listen to it. It's a couple of ways that can happen. So I want to make sure that you're locked in, you're tuned in, you're nice and wired and charged up. So all you have to do is definitely, you could go over to the iTunes market if you have anything that supports iTunes and any of those iTunes devices, and you can download the Remix app there. It is our gift from us here at The Remix. All you have to do is search for The Remix with Miss Blue, and you will see the Remix logo. And you can download that, and you can stay connected and tapped into The Remix. Or if you have a smartphone or anything that supports a smartphone device, whether it's a tablet, whether it's your phone, whether it's one of those smart watches or anything that can support smartphones or smart or anything on the Android market, you can actually go over to the Android market, type in The Remix with Miss Blue. You'll see the logo there. Download it. It will keep you locked into all things of Planet Remix and keep you charged up. Peace and greetings, you guys. I'm so glad for you guys to be here. I do want to let you know it's Friday night, and so we're going to be giving some shots out because it's definitely necessary to do. I want to send much love out to all of Planet Remix. We're going to do some international shots out in just a moment to all of our live international listeners who's out there listening, and then as well a shout out to you guys, everybody who's here. I also want to send big shouts out to all of my divine priestess. Just want to send love and shouts out to all the priestess out there doing amazing work. Send some love out there. I also want to send a big love to, you guessed it, Self-Invested. And I want to send much love out to our Self-Invested family. You guys know about Self-Invested. Anything that we talk about, I want you to know that if you want to find out more, because Every day, we get tons of emails from new listeners from all over the world who have discovered the remix from so many different places. I've heard stories about people in the grocery store, and I have heard people in the grocery store listening to the remix. I've heard people all over listening to the remix from all different places. So just to be able to hear the remix and be able to be connected with the remix and all of that is just so powerful. It's just so powerful to know. It's just so powerful to know that we're getting so many new people coming on board that's joining sort of Planet Remix. Remember, I talked a couple of shows back, and I talked about how we were going to have that wave that came across. Remember that, the 25th, the 26th, the 27th? Remember those days? And we talked about how it was going to be this wave of consciousness and thousands upon thousands were going to be awakened. And we see that. We see that through what we call the media. We see that in our day-to-day lives. You guys have sent me emails about it. We've talked about it. You guys have posted things on Facebook about it. You've seen it within your own family. You've seen it with others and even seen how your consciousness is rising as well, too. So that's just a testimony to let you know that people are waking up every day. But it was August the 24th, the 25th, and 26th. The 25th, 26th, and 27th of August, those dates, powerful, powerful dates, the dates that our ancestors were just walking across the path, and we're seeing a wave of those things. And this is when we did the 11-11 meditation that was so powerful that you guys, every day I go in the email and I just keep reading these emails of you guys, what happened during this meditation. A lot of you posted it over on the Remix radio page. Some of you emailed it to me. You let me know, you hit me up on Twitter, you let me know, you found a way to say, hey, I did this meditation, Miss Blue, and some amazing shit happened, all kinds of things. Well, I want you to understand that all of this is going to be something we're talking about tonight. It's a part of an energy enigma, and we're going to be getting into energy enigma. We're going to be talking about that tonight, trading places, the energy enigma. That's the title of the show tonight, and we'll be getting into that here in just a short moment. I want to remind you guys that it's Friday night, so we get the orders together for the Kim Deck. Kim Deck orders are going out. Many of you are placing those orders. Also, to let you know, tomorrow, self-invested, we're going to be, we're going to be getting it in with self-invested. Of course, you know, we just got so many amazing things coming up. Brother Dietrich from the Perfect Union Wealth Center, the CEO, is going to be stopping by. He's going to be dropping a very powerful money lesson about wealth, because this brother is all about wealth. I've been in his records. You guys have heard him here on the Remix, and he's going to be joining the Self-Invested group. He is a part of Self-Invested, and he's going to be speaking tomorrow with Self-Invested. So we're super excited about that. Gosh, just so much. Brother Dietrich is coming. It's always excited. I do want to remind you guys, you love the show. Last week with myself and Brother Bilal. Bilal was here from Bilal the Experience and also from the Remix and Self-Invested also, of course, and talked about why shit don't make sense. I'm still reading your emails. I'm still going on Facebook. I see that you guys liked it. I see you guys have downloaded that show. Super amazing. A lot of breakthroughs came through the show. And, you know, I want you to understand how powerful that is, the work that you're doing, and really to be able to get into that energy and to understand that. So I'm still reading your emails about how powerful that show was, how changing, all of the callers, the lesson that was dropped by Brother Bilal about why shit don't make sense as we went through those lessons and we began to share that information out there. So, you know, I just I just want you to understand, you know, before we finish this year out, a whole lot of shit is going to make sense to you. A whole lot of shit's going to make sense. It's making sense already to you guys, and you're being able to see that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that is just super amazing. I'm just so super excited about that. It's Friday night, you guys. We're going to do some international shots out here as we get ready to just get into the share tonight and talk about those who are out there. But before we do the international shots out, I definitely want to bring this to your attention. Many of you have already reserved your seat. If you have not, I don't know why not, but you definitely need to do this. So, you guys know, the very last workshop we'll be doing to close out this year is the workshop myself and Brother Bilal is going to be doing. And that workshop is the Super Conscious Alignment Workshop. It's going down, save the date, October the 11th. It's an all-day workshop. One of the beautiful things is you don't have to worry about if you can't make it. You say, Ms. Boo, I can't do it. I can't be there all day. Because those who secure their spots will be able to go back and listen to the replay of the workshop. So no worries if you can't attend the workshop on October the 11th. You will be able to go back and listen. And when we do anything, absolutely anything, know that we sort of kind of bundle it up and we kind of like cap it off. And so you still will be able to get into that energy and you still will be able to be there as just like you were there the day that we did the workshop. So that's the beauty of that. So no worries if you can't make it there physically or you can't stay the whole time because we're going to be getting it in. But the Super Conscious Alignment Workshop, again, many of you have secured your spot. But, you know, I know many of you are telling me, Miss Blue, we're going to be there. We're going to be there. So definitely I want you guys to be there. This is going to be an all-day workshop. So definitely, you know, as I say back in the day, you better pack a lunch. You better pack a lunch. It's going to be an all-day workshop. It's going down. We're going out of this planet, out of this galaxy, out of this world. And definitely you want to be there. You want to be on board for this because this is going to be work that you can carry yourself forward. Forget talking about 2015. It's going to carry you through 2015 and beyond. And I can tell you right now, literally, so many of you guys have jumped on board with this. It is insane. It's going to be so much information that has come in from myself and Brother Bilal. I'm going into the premiere files, bringing out information like never before, dropping this information that the world, whew, I don't even know what this planet is going to do with when all of you guys get this information. It's just going to be super amazing. And if you want to find out how you can be a part, because that's what it's about. You know, we are all here, you know, at this particular point. We're working for the universe. We're working for ourselves. And the work that we do for ourselves is also the work that everyone who's around us, they're also going to receive those blessings as well. And we want you to receive those blessings, not just for yourself, but for your whole family, for generations to come, for everything that is here. We are a part of the new collective consciousness. And so the work that we're doing now, it is making a difference. It is changing things. It is taking us into a whole new world, a new space. I talked about that almost 4 years ago, and now everyone is understanding that we can have something new under the sun. We absolutely can. We can own it. As Drake say, we can own that shit. We can own it. We can create our own reality. So I want to invite you guys to all come on over, join us in this workshop. We made it super affordable. If you feel you cannot go to the workshop, go to the website because everything has been infused with this super conscious energy. It's been infused with everything from the time that you have the experience of looking at the workshop. So go to www.msblueblast.com/magicmakers with an S and the number 11 /, and that's how you're going to be able to take a peek in, and I invite you guys to join me over there. So many goodies, you guys, so many goodies. At this point, we know that we're all here for each other, and that, I don't know about you guys, but that is something, it simply makes my heart sing when I think about it, when I think about us here all working together, you know, because we're all a work in progress, no doubt. We're all a work in progress. And how we're all here to help each other. And literally at this point, we are working for the universe. We really are. And that is some powerful shit. It's some powerful things to know, to understand, to be able to feel, to be able to have that in your spirit, to hold that energy in your heart, you know, that we are here, you know. We are here for each other. We really are. So the other thing I want to remind you guys is don't forget about the digital rituals. You understand? The digital ritual site is a site that myself and Brother Bilal, we came up with because we wanted to take a lot of this amazing work that we've been doing and we wanted to put it out so that everybody could partake in this experience, you know? And digital rituals, some of the things that you guys have been talking to me about, you've been emailing me about, we've been in discussions about, the digital rituals page has the Soul Body Workshop on it. It has the Love Seminar, 7 Layers of Affection. I got an email from somebody who purchased this, a sister who purchased the Love Seminar, and she told me, Miss Blue, this changed my life. I was able to get in there. I was able to see what I needed. I was able to do the work, and I want to thank you. I want to thank yourself and Brother Bilal for putting out this work and everyone who attended. Thank you, guys, because this truly, truly saved my life. So I want you to know the Archangel Meditation with the Archangel Michael, when Brother Bilal went out to California, that was sponsored by us at here at Planet Remix, as well as Brother Dietrich and the Perfect Union Wealth Center. And they did that meditation, the Archangel Michael, the 1111 meditation. Powerful. How you can tap into the chemisphere and anything that's truly in your heart, you are able to pull that down. All of these things exist there. I want you to think about this. Look at what's going on with your relationship. See, we do things for now. They're timeless. They're for the past, present, and future. So get on over. Somebody drop the link in there for me because I definitely want you guys to see this. But I want you to think about, we spoke on this on August the 1st, the 2015 preparation show. And I want you to see how things are beginning to play themselves out. Now think about what's going on with the Baltimore Ravens. The Baltimore Ravens player, Ray Rice, and they made him a poster child for his relationship. We talked about this in the 2015 preparation show and beyond. Go back and listen to that show. That show was on August the 1st. We even told you that there would be some things that are unthinkable that happen. And, of course, we know everything that happened in Missouri. And with the Brother Brown and what was going on and how that racial tension and tension would be flaring up and how we'd be moving into different times, the battle of the sexes. Yes, we've been talking about that between him, Ray Rice, and his wife, all of these things. So get these tools, you guys, because these are tools. You want to talk about magical tools and having things in your toolbox? This is it. You know, all of these things are distracted, and these are things to keep you focused. Keep you focused on why you're here. We're in a great position. Please, please do not allow the energy, because there are some low residue energy that is upon us that is happening at this time. You have to stay focused. You have to. Brother Bilal came on and kind of did a whole cosmic review and talked about how this lineup, this energy that's around us, is some of the same energy during the time of the Great Depression, when they had the great panic attack. And so you'll see people, they'll be panicking over these things. Please do not buy into the distractions. Do not buy into the fear. Stay focused. We are in a great place. We're in a divine place. Yes. And that's some good news. Always some good news when you can understand the energy of Enigma. And we're going to be talking about all of that here tonight in the remix. Just so glad. I'm going to give the international shots out. We're going to listen to some Baby Blue. We're going to play the music. And we're just going to, you know, we're going to get it on. So, international shots out. Here we go. We got Egypt in the house listening live. We got India here. Puerto Rico is here. Japan is here. Malaysia is here. The Bahamas is here. Mozambique is here. Chile is here. Bahamas is here. Nigeria is here. Germany is here. Siberia is here. Brazil is here. We have Switzerland here. We have Hong Kong here. Bangladesh is here. We have Mozambique is here. We have Thailand here. We have Singapore in the house. Italy is here. India is here. South Africa is here. We have Turkey in the house. France is in the house. Saudi Arabia is listening live in the house tonight. We have Canada, of course, who always stands up and shows out. The UK, woo-hoo, big audience in the UK, listening live here in the remix tonight. Definitely, I want to put this message out, especially for those who are in India who are listening. Definitely, India. Want you to definitely tune in tonight and always, but definitely Sunday night, because I'm going to be explaining to you what really went down with the flood. We'll be talking about that. What really is going on with the flood? Sunday night live here in the remix, I'll be talking about that. India, you definitely want to be in the house. Okay, we're going to keep going. Ghana's in the house. The Philippines is here. Australia is here. Germany is here. Amsterdam is here. Big ups to Amsterdam listening. Korea is in the house tonight. And of course, we have the United States. All of us here listening live in the remix. If I forgot any countries, just know that we welcome you. We love you. We're so glad you're here. And we're glad you're here live in the remix. I'll also be taking your calls tonight. We'll see where we get with that. We'll see where we're at with that. We're going to listen to a little bit of Baby Blue. And then we're going to listen to some music. And we're going to get it on. Trading Places, the Energy Enigma.
La, 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 the remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
All right. So now we're gonna listen to some music here tonight. And as we're listening to this song here, I want you to begin to start really kind of processing a thought I'm going to kind of put out there to you. And it really just speaks to the tone of where we are, where we're at, because everybody is here. We're all here. And you know, the amazing thing is nobody's here by accident. Absolutely no one. Everyone is here, and it really took us a lot of work to get here. That's just the truth. That's just the truth. It's the absolute truth that, Let's see. I want to make sure that we have the song here. So I want you guys to just kind of start processing that and to really, you know, really just kind of put that in your spirit to begin to think about where you are, you know, and to think about not only where you are, but you know, why you're here, what's the reason, you know, you're here. And I don't mean just here tonight. I'm talking about here, period, you know, and what that looks like to you, you know, what does that feel like to you? And, you know, where do you actually stand with it? You know, it would be crazy to be in a space and to be miserable and to be unhappy and not and not understand what that meant to you, not understand at all what that meant to you and why you're here, you know, why, absolutely why. So I want you to be thinking about that as we get ready to, as we get ready to get into the song tonight. It looks like it didn't upload, but we're going to hear this song. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, we are. We're going to hear this. So it may take us a few moments for us to get this song uploaded, but trust and believe, it is definitely, definitely worth the wait. It certainly is. It is. It is. Welcome to the remix, everyone. I'm your host, of course, Miss Blue, and you're live in the mix. Don't forget the chat room is open, and you can come on over. And come on over in the chat room. I'm in the chat room. Esther in the chat room. The whole remix family is in here. Well, a lot of the remix family is in here, so you can come on over. Just click the link at the bottom, sign up, tell us who you are, and you're sure to feel right at home and welcome. Welcome as we get to the share tonight, you guys. Really, really good stuff. Mm-hmm. Really good stuff. Really, really, really good stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen,
stop! It's the remix!
This is Blue Raspberry Wind, and you are live in the remix.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, yeah!
Mm-hmm. All right, you guys. Don't forget you can Skype in. Don't forget you can download. I don't know if you guys are over on Twitter or over on Facebook sounding off, but I would love for you to do that. Definitely want you to check in over on Facebook. All you have to do is go to the Remix Radio page, click like, and you're there. And want you to check in. Sound off over there. If you're on Twitter, you can sound off as well, too. The links for both of those are available right in the show notes here at the show tonight. That'll be great as we get ready to get into the show tonight. I'm super excited, you guys, to have you guys here chilling with me live in the remix. I know I see a lot of international callers on the phone line, so I know sometimes it's a challenge, you know, to get up. So we definitely want to send much love out to all of international listeners who are listening, because we know sometimes it can be a challenge to get up. Sometimes it could be good morning, good night, good evening, good afternoon, good day, depending on where you are. Speaking of which, the polar vortex open. I told you guys about that. You see that? The whole cold front coming on through. Lots of snow being dropped all over the place. Just really, really, really showing that. And the weird thing is, depending on what hemisphere you're in, you're just now starting summer. You're just now going into the summertime. So it just shows how really beautiful this whole planet is as it continuously keeps evolving itself. I know everybody's saying, I don't know about that. I don't know if I'm ready for the winter time yet, if it's time for that. But definitely the season is here. So all of those changes are coming about and those things are happening. And yeah, just a real, real beautiful way. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, yes. So we're almost ready, you guys. We're going to hear this song. We're going to get into the share tonight. Trading Places. Yes, the Energy Enigma. Very powerful. We're going to be talking about that. Mm-hmm. We're going to be talking about that. Mm-hmm. Yep, 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 yep. Mm-hmm. Well, we'll be talking about that in just a moment. Welcome to the remix, everyone. Thank you guys for your patience. I see you guys all on the phone line. Y'all are pressing one. We're not even there yet, but you're pressing one. You're ready to go, and I'm definitely ready for us to go. In the meantime, check out the website. Click the Super Conscious
This for Conscious Alignment website. Go check it out if you haven't checked that out. Go over to Digital Rituals or maybe the Know Your Magic audio workbook. You want to check that out. But all of those things are there. And you can go check them out. They're right there for you. We put them up for you guys. And I simply love it. Love it, love it, love it, love it, love it. Okay, we're going to be ready to go in just a second here. Ooh, ooh. Super excited. Yeah, just super excited. Mm-hmm. I want you guys to hear this song, and I want to think about it like we talked about, and see, you know, really start to begin to process that, to be able to you know, process and just begin to understand, you know, where are you? You know, sometimes it's hard, you know. We listened to some of the callers who called in last week, and they talked about how they didn't know. You know, they didn't feel they were where they're supposed to be. And I think we all could relate to that on some levels, that there's been that time. But I want you to understand you're exactly where you need to be. And we are definitely all here for each other. So let's go ahead. We're going to listen to this. We're going to come back. We're going to get right into the share live here in the remix tonight.
For the innocence, cause right now it don't make sense, right now it don't make sense. Let's talk about Chi-Town, let's talk about Gaza, let's talk about Israel, right now with Israel. Let's talk Nigeria, in a mass hysteria, yeah. Our souls are brought together so that we could love each other, brother. We save the nation, we're not support for education, cause right now it don't make sense, right now it don't make sense. Let's talk about our part, my heart touch your heart, let's talk about living, had enough of dying, that's what we all about. Let's do more giving, do more forgiving, yeah. Our souls were brought together so that we could love each other, sisters.
All right. That is We Are Here by Alicia Keys. And I thought that was perfect for what we're going to be talking about tonight. We are here. Why are we here? Because tonight we're going to be talking about Trading Places, the energy of Enigma. And the reason why this is going to be so important, I want to start here because life is truly wonderful. And we came here to live. And growing up on Earth actually takes work. You understand? It actually takes work. It takes work for us to begin to really grow here, grow up on Earth. You understand? It really takes a lot of work. And everyone is here, no matter how young, no matter how young you are, no matter how old you are, everyone has a mission here to learn how to be happy while you're here. That's a big part of what we're here for. You know, it took a lot of work for us to evolve ourselves into being human beings, which is really the truth. I've seen this inside the Premier Files, inside the Akashic Records. And so to evolve ourselves into the place that we can become humans, you know, so it don't matter how many past lives you had or how many planets you've been to, you're not here by mistake or accident. That simply is not the truth. You know, Earth is one of the hardest schools in the galaxy. I've been told this, and I've also been shown this. And in this experience, you know, we're going to be talking about trading places, the energy of Enigma. But first, what I want to do is I want to talk about Enigma first and really just kind of give you some insight about my understanding of Enigma and also just explain to you what an Enigma is, the energy of Enigma. That's what we're going to be talking about. So, so I want to start out by just understanding what an enigma is. And I really want to start out by talking about what an enigma is. You know, when we start to take a look at the definition of it, it's something that is baffling, a riddle, a mystery. You know, nature has its own sort of enigmas that are going on, you know, like the crop circles, the planets, you know, like even a plant can have an enigma going on or have that energy of the enigma going on, like the resurrection plant. You know, we see this in math. We see it in science. You know, when we start to talk about an enigma, it's something that is difficult. You know, something, a problem. It's like a brain teaser. It's something hidden, you know, a meaning that you really can't understand. It's sort of like one of those riddles that are going on in your mind and you can't even figure out what it is. Some people would even say that the occult or just understanding those things of the occult is an enigma, you know. Knowing your magic can be an enigma. You know, when you take the word, and I want you guys to do this, grab a pen and a piece of paper. We've learned so much from Brother Bilal when it comes to understanding about words and how they are. I will say, forgive me, you know, I'm from another planet, so sometimes those things are a little twisted to me. But I want you guys to take the word enigma and spell that word out. So E-N-I-G-M-A, enigma. I want you to take that, and then I want you to switch the last two letters, M-A, and then I want you to change it to A-M. So you should have E-N-I-G-M-A. a.m. Then what I want you to do is I want you to write that word backwards. Take the word and write it backwards. Write it backwards. And what do you have now? Once you've taken that and you wrote it backwards, you've changed the last two letters, and then you wrote it backwards, what do you have? I want to see the remix listeners or somebody in the chat room who can tell me, what do you come up with when you write it backwards? You come up with M-A-G-I-N, which is imagine. Imagine. So I want you to begin to think about it this way. Imagine is dealing with your imagination. And an enigma is what interferes with your imagination. See, when you have something that's puzzling to you, something that you cannot figure out, something that is a riddle to you, something that's sort of baffling to you, you cannot gather the understanding of it. It is something that is interfering with your imagination. This is also the place where fear lies. So there's a lot of fear factors that's going on right now as we approach 2015. And this is why myself and Brother Bilal, we've done a lot of shows to lead you up to this even way before we get to 2015. So you do not get caught in the interference, because a lot of these things, these discussions, a lot of things are happening because people are caught up in the energy of an enigma. They can't figure it out. They cannot see how it's going to work itself out. They cannot see how things are going to go. It is interfering with their imagination. So you can even see the word imagine when you begin to really kind of twist and turn the word enigma around. You will see imagine in there, because that is the interference. And that interference makes things not clear. It's like a fog veil. Inside the Kim deck, there's a card called the fog veil. It's a mystery. It's a riddle. It's a puzzle. It is something that you cannot figure out. So I want you to begin to start really getting an understanding of that, because when we can't use our imagination, we cannot grow. We simply can't grow. We can't move forward. It's like driving your car at night in fog. You're going to feel like you're stuck. You're going to feel like you can't move forward. You're not going to know which way you're going to go. And we all know what happens if you move too far fast in the dark. Especially if you're walking in the dark, you can slip and fall, and you'll have to get back up and start all over again. And isn't that one of our greatest fears? At least your spirit guides and your ancestors tell me it is starting over. So many of us came back to the planet. And not only did we come back to do our own work, but we came back to the planet with our soul groups. And a part of the work is to help solve the enigmas of our time. Did you guys know that? That was also a part of your work, is to help solve those enigmas of your time with your soul group. Everyone here in Planet Remix is a part of a soul group. We are a soul group. And we came back to help solve some of these problems that we have, some of these enigmas that are going on right now on the planet Earth. This is why Planet Remix is so important. It's important because everything here speaks to personal transformation and the evolution of this planet more than ever. I want you to understand that what goes on here on Earth is one big puzzle. It's like a jigsaw puzzle that's spread out everywhere. So that's what's going on. And when we work out our enigmas, We help the whole soul group to grow and to begin to move forward. So we are solving it together. That's the magic. That's where the magic comes in. That's where the divine magic comes in. This puzzle here on planet Earth is way too big for one person. One person cannot solve this puzzle. I don't care how badass they are. I don't care what they can do. One person cannot solve the puzzle that is going on here on planet Earth. It really takes a soul group to be able to move this forward. And so when we do this, when we start to work and we start to unravel these enigmas and we help the soul group to grow and to move forward, what we also do is we open vortex of knowledge and we begin to plant seeds of wisdom for our young. And then we begin to send out sound. We begin to broadcast sounds of divine understanding into the universe. And so what happens? Is as others begin to awaken themselves, they begin to pick up those broadcasts. Like right here on Planet Remix, we have so many broadcasts that you can go back and listen to. And infused in those broadcasts, whether they were shows that you called in on, whether they were shows that guests were on that spoke and dropped lessons, whatever the show is, that vortex stays open. And it's a vortex of knowledge. And those seeds of wisdom go out into our young, and every time we speak to them, whether you're a mother and you're carrying a child at this particular time, or whether you have young children who are in your life or you are around children, we begin to plant seeds of wisdom for our young. And we send out this divine sound of understanding into the universe so everyone can begin to benefit from it. So working and understanding these enigmas is part of our soul contracts. It's also a part of that. And it comes with some responsibilities. And that responsibility does not lie on one person. So sometimes this is why I get a little irritated when we start to talk about our president or we start to talk about other leaders, because one person is not responsible for everyone. Being a part of this soul group, we do have a soul contract, and this soul contract comes with responsibilities. As host of the Remix, I am responsible for the guests who come on and what is being broadcast here. So all of these messages that are going out, that are being broadcast, I'm responsible for that. There is so much I want you guys to understand. There is so much that is going on behind the scenes, the enigmas. There's so much energy enigma that goes on behind the scenes before the show ends up on Planet Remix, whether it's Friday night or Sunday night. It's a lot of things that go into place. So now, you know, let's be clear about what I'm responsible for. I'm responsible for this platform, this soul group, and what is being broadcast here. But I do also want to be clear about what I'm not responsible for. If you go somewhere else and you get a reading, or if you go somewhere else and something is not working for you, it is not my responsibility to go behind somebody else's work, period. When you're here, this is what I can guarantee, but I cannot guarantee it anywhere else. I want to make sure you have a good understanding, overstanding, innerstanding of what enigma is as we continue on. Everybody is doing great work, that's for sure. And everybody is doing their work. You have to make sure that you seek a person that matches your energy. That's critical. That really, really is critical. Otherwise, you will be in an enigma when you get out of there. You'll be in the energy of an enigma when you come out. If you're messing with, if you're doing things that does not match your energy, I've done to date over 40,000 readings for brothers and sisters all over the planet. It is important that you seek out that person that matches your energy, that truly, truly matches your energy. So I want to make sure that we have a good understanding about what an enigma is as we continue. So like I said, understand, overstand, interstand, whatever we want to stand, just make sure that we all do. So now I want to talk about trading places. Now that we got the enigma out the way, I want to talk about trading places. And I know you guys are probably familiar, or you've seen the movie with Eddie Murphy and Trading Places. Well, if you haven't seen it, let's talk a little bit about it. Let's talk about that movie with Eddie Murphy and Trading Places, because it's been out for a while. In this movie, there are two millionaires, and they're brothers, and they actually make a bet. And the bet is actually over nature versus nurture. Nature versus nurture. So really what they're talking about is how your DNA and your environment shape who you are. So what they do is they actually take Eddie Murphy, who is supposed to be this bum on the streets. He's a hustler. He's out there. And they take this corporate businessman and they decide to swap them. So they kind of plant and set this businessman up and plant some drugs on him, cause him to lose his job, causes him to lose, you know, all of his money, freezes his bank account, you know, it basically kicks him out. He doesn't have anything left. And then what they do is they go get Eddie Murphy. They pretend they're a charity. They set Eddie Murphy up and make him take the place. So they basically trade places. So now the person who was Eddie Murphy, the hustler on the street who was homeless, is now this rich, very wealthy, successful man working for this corporation. And the man who was very, very successful, wealthy, had tons of money, is now basically homeless and has to take up a spot with some prostitute he meets on the street, while he tries to fight to get his identity back. But it's not so easy to get it back. Because, see, the whole time that this whole little bet was going on, inside of the man who was there, he really was kind of dreading his job and all the pressures that was coming along with it. And Eddie Murphy was all the time wishing, you know, smiling, hoping to take his place, to trade places with somebody, hating his life, wanted to do something different, wanted to come up, as they say, but wanted to switch places with someone else. And they did. But see, what ended up happening is once Eddie Murphy found out that I'm not here because I did anything fantastic, or I did anything great, or I did any kind of my own work to get me here. This is all over some damn bet, over a $1 bet. That's how much swapping lives were to these two millionaires. It was worth one damn dollar that they played with people's lives. And so because of that, it really allowed Eddie to see, when you trade places with somebody, it doesn't necessarily mean that you have what it takes. I mean, you know, we've heard these sayings growing up, especially when we were little children. How many times have you heard the grass always looks greener on the other side? And how many times have you seen someone and just sort of kind of admired them and said, oh, I want to do what they do, or I want to be them, and this kind of thing. See, this kind of opens up that energy to trade places. And we've seen this. This story with Eddie Murphy is not a new one. Take the story Freaky Friday with Jamie Lee Curtis in it. Freaky Friday, where Jamie Lee Curtis swaps places with her daughter. So Jamie Lee Curtis is actually a widow. Her husband passed away. And she's raising her teenage daughter. Her teenage daughter is not wanting to go to school, is wanting to be able to You know, she want to just be able to hang out with her boyfriend, and she just want to, you know, play her music, and she just wants to live her life and be left alone. She doesn't want to go to school anymore. She wants nothing. Yes, Lindsay Lohan played the teenager in this particular movie. And Jamie Lee Curtis is looking at her life, looking at, thinking about her husband who made his transition, thinking about her daughter, and wishing she could turn back the hands of time. Wishing she could do her life over, and if she could, she would do some things different. And really, you know, they both became experts. This is what caused the friction between the mother and daughter. They both became experts in the energy of enigma. So Jamie Lee Curtis and her daughter would argue every single day, because Jamie Lee Curtis wanted to show her daughter she knew exactly what it felt to be a teenager so much, and her daughter wanted to explain to her how it felt to be grown and not have someone tell you what to do, that they both were bickering over all kinds of stupid stuff. So they go into the Chinese restaurant, because, see, the thing about trading places is always something you will always find an enigma that's going on at that point when that happens, because it's almost like entering into a contract, like a agreement, like you enter into another, what I call an earth soul agreement that you make, because we can make contracts when we're here too. So they entered into a contract, and at the restaurant, because that energy was just building up, boop, it was a portal there for them to swap. And they did. The next morning, Jamie Lee Curtis woke up in the body of Lindsay Lohan, the teenager, and her mother woke up in the body. Her teenager woke up in the body of her mother. Freaky Friday, you see. But I've seen this happen all the time, this trading places. This is not a new concept. So I want to kind of give you some examples of how trading places could be going on, maybe in your own life, maybe you've seen it with others, and I want you to begin to start to take a look at this, and then we're going to talk about it a little bit more. So I can give you some things so you can kind of qualify this trading places and see it outside of just these examples of these two movies. So here's an example of how trading places can happen, or maybe this has happened to you. If you feel that you can be a better manager than your manager at work, you've traded places. If you can't stand your friend because you feel they get all the breaks in life and you keep getting the bad end of the stick, you've traded places. If you feel your parents didn't raise you right, yeah, that's another trading places there. If you feel that your mate don't treat you right and they don't listen when you tell them how to do things, trading places there. If you only went to college because your parents told your ass to go to college, yeah, you didn't trade places. If you don't speak to your father, your mother, your brother, your sister, you didn't trade places. If you can't stand that bitch, oh, you done traded places. If you can't stand that nigga, you done traded places. If you can say they make you sick, you done traded places. If you feel stuck, you done traded places. If no one can tell you anything because you got the answer to everything, you have traded places. If you have something to prove, you ain't part of Lost Smooth. You have traded places, you see. I am here to tell you, Miss Blue, you done traded places. So it's real easy to see, and it's actually kind of a spiritual act when you think about it. Because this energy of enigma, it really goes deep. It's a spiritual act, and stories and ancient texts has told us about the trading places story over and over and over again. So let me give you some examples of this. This is one of the very first stories, and Siva Haru Alkebulan of the Hetepu Network is the one who introduced me to this story, and I became so engaged in the story, I just could not put it down. I had to keep reading it, and the story was The Peasant Who Be King. It's an ancient Kemetic story about brothers and their wives. So let me tell you a little bit about this story, because this story right here, I mean, forget the soap operas. Forget the young and the restless, as they say, God and light and all of that shit. This right here. Okay, so there were two brothers, okay? I'm going to kind of give you guys the skinny, but there were two brothers. And one of the brothers had a wife. He was married. So this brother, the older brother, he was married. He had a wife. He had lots of land. He had lots of animals on the land. He had cattle. He had sheep, you know. He had a farm. You know, he had it going on. So he was kind of living very well. Well, the younger brother came to stay with the older brother. And when the younger brother came to stay with the older brother said, "Nah, you can stay with me, but you got to go sleep outside with the animals. You got to go sleep in the barn. And matter of fact, since you're staying with me, let me go ahead and tell you what your job is going to be. Because, of course, you don't want to come here and you don't want to stay for free. You're not trying to tell me that you want me to take you in as my brother and you don't want to do no work." So the little brother was like, "Nah, I want to work. I mean, I don't care what it is. You just tell me what to do. And I'm going to do that because I'm just so thankful that you, my big brother, I got a place to lay my head. I got a place to sleep. I don't even care if you put me out there with the cows and the horses and the donkeys and the chickens. I don't really care. If that's where you want me to stay, man, I'm good with it. It don't matter." So the younger brother really, really got into it because he was so thankful that his brother took him in. His brother wanted to help him. Brother showed him how to crop the land. His brother showed him how to work with the animals. The brother showed him how to, you know, get plant the seeds. The brothers told him how to harvest. You know, the brother told him how to take care of the chickens. Brother taught him everything he know. So his brother said, "Now check it out. You gonna manage all of this. And I'm going to be going into work. And then when I come home from work, then I'll come out here and I'll help you." So the little brother was like, okay, he was cool with that. And what ended up happening, you know, he started sleeping out there with the cows and the chickens and all of that till they started talking to his ass. He would be up at night. He'd be cracking up. They'd be telling jokes and stories. He'd be talking to the cows. He'd be talking to the horse. And they all became his friends. And he was cool with that. He wasn't lonely. He was happy. He was, you know, he was good with that. He would talk to the cows. He'd say, "Okay, come on. It's time for y'all to come out. Come on. You know, it's time for y'all to get some horse." He would talk to the chicken. "Chicken, you know, you need to go on and give me them eggs." And the animals loved him. He loved the animals. He was out there and life was good. So this one particular day, his brother was showing him how to plant some seeds. So he was like, "Check it out. When I come home today, we're going to be planting the seeds. We're going to be doing all of this, and we're going to be doing this." Now, keep in mind, when it was time for dinner, the big brother did let the little brother come in the house, get a plate, take it back out, and, you know, he could eat. You know, he could eat with them sometimes. So he did come in the house sometimes. It wasn't like he kicked them out for the whole time. So this one particular day, the brother was out there. He was planting the seeds, the older brother. He tells the younger brother, he says, "Check this out, man. I need you to go in the house. I need you to look in the pantry. And if you look in the pantry, there's a basket. And inside that basket, there's some seeds. I want you to get them seeds. I want you to bring them back out here so we can finish planting this before the sun goes down." So lo and behold, the brother's trotting himself, you know, because he the younger brother. He ain't the older brother. So, you know, he kind of like, you know, he got that little Usher cut going on. You know, he kind of got his sexy going on. He got the little six pack and shit, you know. So he running up the hill and he runs in the house. And lo and behold, he opens up the door. And his brother's wife is all laid out on the floor. She got the little blanket out. She got a little skirt hemmed up. She got a skirt hiked all the way up. And she said, "Oh, I didn't know that was you." And he said, "Yeah, well, let me close the door so you can get yourself together." So he closes the door. He opens the door back up. And she got the skirt even more hiked up. So he like, "Look, I'm just coming in here to get this basket. And that's it." So all of a sudden, she starts to come on to him. She's like, "You know, I've been watching you. You know, your brother, a little out of shape. You know, he ain't as sexy as he used to be. He ain't got that Usher cut no more. You know, and, he work all the time. He ain't never at home. And, you know, I know you be out there with the animals. And I know you be doing this." He said, "Look, check this out. Maybe another time, another place, but look, that's my brother. That nigga's crazy, and I don't want none of this." Yes, these hoes ain't loyal. Yes. So he said, look, I don't want none of this. He said, what I'm going to do, I'm going to get this basket. You need to go and put your clothes back on. You need to sit your ass back down. And we're going to pretend this ain't never happened. So she says, oh, I can't believe you don't want me. And he said, look, it ain't even about all of that. It's the fact that you my brother's wife and you off limits. We not finna go there. We not finna do this. And we gonna pretend it don't happen because we know this joker is not playing with a full deck. And he be done killed you and he'll be done killed me. So we gonna pretend this ain't never happened. So he grabs the basket and he runs back down to his brother. So his brother's like, well, what took you so long? He like, oh, man, I got in the house. I forgot what you said. I didn't know if you said it was in the kitchen. I didn't know if you said to go out back. I didn't know where you said. So I was looking, and then finally I found the basket. He was like, okay, well, let's finish planting these seeds. So they finish planting the seeds. They get everything together. All this stuff is good. The brother decides, well, that's it for tonight. So the big brother goes in the house, and the little brother goes, back out in the farmhouse. So when they go back out in the farmhouse, the husband come back up in the house. He see his wife. She's sitting at the table acting all damn distraught. He like, what's wrong with you? She like, He like, what's going on? What happened? Your brother. He said, my brother? What'd my brother do? Oh, please. Please don't hurt him. Please don't do something. Please, please, please. He said, what you talking about? Your brother tried to take my... The brother got instantly enraged. She tried to calm him down that night. She said, listen, it's okay. It's okay. I just want you to know I love you. I only love you. I am here for you. You are here for me. Me and you must never part. You know, she did that whole little thing with him. And he was like, listen, you trying to tell me that my blood brother tried to come on to you? Like, that's just not sitting well with me. So he went to sleep that night, and he said, okay, I got some shit for that ass. So he took a machete, and he said he was going to make this real quick, that what he was going to do is wait for his brother to take the cows out in the morning. And when his brother took the cows out in the morning, he would be standing behind the barn door, and he would just kill him. All right? So... the brother's chilling. He's sleeping. All of a sudden, one of the cows come in. They like, hey, man, you better wake up. He like, wake up. He like, yeah, man, you need to wake up because your brother going to come and try to kill you. I was out there crunching on some grass, and I seen him running down the hill with a machete. He was like, why my brother going to try to kill me? So all of a sudden, the bird said, check it out. I was over there by the window, and I heard his wife told him that when you came in the house, you was trying to do this to her, and so your brother's going to try to kill you. So he didn't want to believe it. So he was getting up. He was getting ready to open the door, and the horse took his foot. He said, man, check it out. Your brother got that knife, and he outside that door. If you come out this door, he finna chop you up, man. So all of a sudden, the little brother, because, you know, he was a lot younger, he could run really, really fast. So he pushed the door open. His brother swung and missed, and he ran. He ran his ass all the way down to the river. So he gets to the river. He in the river. The brother's trying to slice him up. He like, check it out, man. Calm down. He like, no, I'm not going to calm down. I done brought your bitch ass in, and now you done tried to get at my wife. You crazy. I'm going to kill you. I'm going to do this. He said, man, I did not try to touch your wife. I didn't touch your wife. Your wife was the one who came on to me. And he said, listen, if I'm lying, then the god Ra himself, the god Ray, is going to be able to tell you. You know, back in those ancient times when the gods would speak, the gods truly spoke, and what we understand that to be, and they could literally hear the gods speaking, and they would send those signs and symbols, much like today. So they waited. So the older brother said, God Ra, if he's not lying, then I need you to tell me. I need you to send me a sign. I need you to tell me that my brother is telling the truth, that it really was my wife who did this and not my brother. I'm going to make this short. This is kind of a long story, but if y'all get a chance, you need to Google this story. You need to read it, The Peasant Who Be King. It's great. So anyway, the God Ra let him know. Check it out. Your brother is telling the truth. Boy, this joker was hot. When he found out that his brother was telling the truth, he told his brother, he said, listen, I'm sorry. He said, I want you to come back, and I want you to come back, and I want you to stay with me. But the little brother was like, nah, because see, you already done showed me you kind of cray cray, and I need to just go on and move on. I'm good. I'm good with all of that. I'm good with staying with you. I'm good with being in your presence. I just need to go on with my life. It's time for me to grow the hell up. And check it out. We blood brothers. And if anything were to happen to me, you would be able to taste some blood. So just know I'm going to be all right. You'll know how to find me. You'll know how to hear from me. He said, well, where are you going? He said, it don't matter, man, but I'm out. Deuces. I'm out. Tell the cows, tell the chickens, you know, tell the horses. I said, I love him, and I'm rolling out. So he left. The brother was so infuriated when he got back. So he comes in the house. He grabs his wife. He chops her up into little pieces and throws her ass out into the backyard and let the dogs eat her. Ooh, I don't know about that. I don't know about that, y'all. That was a hell of a trade places. Yes. Yes, a hard knock life for real. That was a hell of a trade in places. But the point that I want you to make is, and you can read the rest of the story if you want, The Peasant Who Be King is an ancient comedic story. And, you know, one of the things Elder Haru always said, if you want to know and understand about people in that time, in ancient comedic time, read the stories, because the stories is going to give you insight to what was going on. That was really probably our first trading places story. So now, we've heard this throughout ancient texts, and we've been moving on. The next story, Cain and Abel. Y'all trying to act like that story was so whatever, whatever. Y'all so used to hearing Cain and Abel, which is the story that manifested itself from The Peasant Who Be King. You have the two brothers, Cain and Abel. Cain was the firstborn. Then Abel was the first to die because he was killed by his brother, Cain. Cain killed him because of jealousy and anger, because he wanted to take his spot. He wanted to be Abel. He wanted to have the favor that he felt that God had over Abel. He wanted that same Abel. So what he did is he tried to trade places with his brother, and he killed his brother. So now, there's another story that you can check out. Like I said, this trading places have been around for a long time, and the next one is the Mark Twain's novel, The Prince and the Pauper. You know, this was the story about a young boy. He was born to a very poor family. His dad was an alcoholic. So we know what that life was like. He was calling him stupid. What the fuck you doing? You know, talking crazy to him. Listen, this is just what I've heard from you guys who've had alcoholic parents. You know, parents cussing their ass out, you know, treating them all bad and shit, you know. So he walked around, you know, with the sad face, poor little thing, for most of his life. And then we have the prince, you know. Then we have the prince. And so the prince is there. And, you know, the prince is just basically waiting his turn to be king. You know, he was he was King Edward's one of King Edward's children. And so in this particular story, the unique thing about these two is it almost reminds you of the Gobbleganger. Remember that? The Gobbleganger story. So they looked alike. They lived similar, they had similar thoughts, and they had similar likenesses. The doppelganger, yes, my tongue is all tied up here. The doppelganger stories. So they had similar stories with each other. But there was something very unique in this Mark Twain novel that really is synonymous to everything when it comes to trading places and trading places with people and how this thing can happen. In this particular story, just to make it kind of short here so you guys can get the skinny of it, these two traded places, these two young boys. And when the pauper became the prince and the prince became the pauper, it wasn't hard for the pauper, the prince, to fit in with the pauper family. He didn't like it, but he was able to see something that he never got a chance to see. This is how everyday people were living throughout the land. He got a chance to see all of the things and how people who were not a part of his social class were truly being treated. And so the veil was lifted above his eyes to see that everyone didn't live the way he lived. He thought everyone was living like him, the prince. He thought people did what they did. He really wasn't aware of how bad they really had it. So then you had the pauper. See, the prince was able to tell the pauper some things, and the pauper was able to tell the prince some things so that they could, you know, kind of remedy and have some sort of understanding about each other's lives. And then what ended up happening is they started asking the prince some questions, who was really the pauper. He couldn't answer the questions, and they thought maybe he was sick and had some brain damage. But then it became a test when the pauper, who was really the prince, came to claim the throne once his father passed away. So the pauper, though, was in a unique position because he didn't want to give up this life as the prince, because he had been pretending the whole time. So now you have the people in the kingdom saying, okay, so both of y'all are claiming to be the real prince, and we need to know which one of y'all is the real prince. So they would go to the pauper, and the pauper would say, no, I'm the prince. And they would go to the prince, and the prince would say, no, I'm the prince. So they were confused. Both of the boys looked alike, a lot of similarities, a lot of likenesses, similarities. So you really couldn't trick them by asking them different questions. But there was one thing that the prince, the real prince, had that the pauper did not have. And the real prince had a seal. So I want you to follow me here. The real prince had a seal. He had a seal that really linked him to his inheritance as a prince. And it was something that was given to the prince. It was something that only the real prince would have. And he hid it before he left the kingdom to go be the pauper. So then they finally held this big, what do you call it? Tribunal. And they said, the real prince needs to produce the seal, because only the real prince can produce the seal. So the real prince went and got the seal that he had hidden, and he was able to produce it and show himself to be the real prince. See, everything in this dimension, we have written before coming to planet Earth, and we've put these little markers in the code, because we even understood on a higher level that trading places would happen, that the energy of an enigma is real. And so when it comes time to produce the real seal, only each individual person as we are can produce that. So in fact, nobody can truly trade places with anyone. And if you do, you can't hold that spot long. You won't be able to hold it. It'll be holes in your story. It'll be inconsistent. You can't do it long because you can't produce the seal. So this is why our own divine uniqueness of who we are is so important. So these stories have been told, trading places, and not just here in this life, but trading places can also go into past lives. This is why the Akashic Record readings are so crucial. The problems that you're having in your life now, the challenges that you're having in your life now, all of them can be traced back to the past. To the past. No one has a problem with the future. We have problems with the past. It can be traced back to the past. The enigmas with many twists and turns. So when we start to think about it, even when it comes to past life, it's kind of like trading in your car. You take your car, you trade it in. So we have a lot of trades that go on in this life. Matter of fact, there was even a man a couple of years back that he traded in his life. He sold his life. He traded lives with somebody on eBay. Do y'all remember that story? He was living and he traded his friends. He traded his apartment. He traded his job. He traded his whole life with someone else. They took on his job and his life and his friends, and he took on their job, their life, and their friends. So exactly how his apartment was, exactly his friends he had, he traded it. These are real life stories. These things really, really happen. We'll talk more about past lives in a minute, but I want to kind of just show you guys that this trading places and the energy of the enigma has been going on for many, many different times. I did a reading. I remember doing a reading for this one particular sister. Many of these cases have come up, but I want to give you this scenario here so you can take a look at it. She had so much resentment for how her mother raised her. That, one, she wasn't barely speaking to her mother, and when she was, it was just not a good conversation for either one of them. And she felt her mother never gave her or paid enough attention to her. She felt like all her mother did was chase after men all her life and made her do all the work. And she never wanted, her mother never wanted anything out of life, absolutely nothing. So they lived in poverty for most of their life. She never had anything. She was never able to get anything that any of her school friends had. And one of her vows she made to herself when she got older, that she would not do that to her children, that she would be a much better mother. She would be a much better wife. She would be a much better person than her mother. And so the interesting thing, this is why I gave you guys those scenarios about how you can trade places and how that can happen. She was following right in her mother's footsteps. She couldn't understand that. When we got into the reading, I showed her how she was following in her mother's footsteps. She had a child. She was not married. She didn't want to spend any time with her child. This is one of the reasons she wanted the reading, is because she wanted to give her child away. She didn't want to be with her child. She didn't want to have anything to do with her child. You see? She was only thinking about what she needed in her life at that time. She kept saying she needed to get herself together. She needed to have time to herself. That she had the child too young. She needed to get herself together. She didn't want anything to do with the child. And I explained to her that you've hated your mother so much, you resented your mother so much, that you literally traded places with her. She traded places with her mother, and she became her mother. And the interesting thing is, she said now her mother wanted to be this wonderful grandmother, always spending time with her child, taking her daughter, getting her hair done, you know, taking her to school, picking her up, dropping her off. In fact, her mother wanted her to give her her daughter. So sometimes it's kind of hard to see the abstract version of trading places, but it happens all the time. It's that hidden force, the energy of an enigma, the mystery, the riddle that can't be solved. What's really going on here? What's there? The key thing is to understand that no one has control over you. It's not anyone doing this to you. So some people say, well, this is generational curse. You know, it happened to my grandmother, her mother, her father, and this and this and that. And so now it's happening with me. It's you doing it to yourself, because we have to enter into an agreement to do this. It does not just happen. This is not some freak of nature. So when we start to get into these places where our energy is down, when we're sitting back and we're not living our lives, and we're looking at someone else who's living their lives to the fullest, and we're wishing, hoping, wanting to be in their position, or we become so much in a position of arrogance that we feel that we should be able to dictate what they do, what they say out of their mouths and other people's lives, that's when you let your energy down. And that's when trading places can happen, just like that. I want to give you another story, and this just happened the other day. A friend of mine's going through a really, really bad relationship challenge. And so she called me up for another reading. She's going through some struggles in a relationship that is very horrific. And a lot of people are doing that. This energy is here. That's why the love seminar is so necessary at this time. And she was dealing with it on a day-by-day basis, because her whole entire life is changing. It's changing, crumbling, growing, loving, falling apart right in front of her. And so on this particular day, she called me up and told me that some man had approached her and was telling his story about all the things that were going on in his life. And she said, oh, my goodness, this is exactly the same thing I'm going through. We're going through the same thing. So they begin to tell stories. The man told how he was a psychiatrist, and he had married a very wealthy woman, and they were together, but the woman had this particular job, and she needed to do a particular work, so he agreed to stay home and take care of the kids. And as a result of him staying home, taking care of the children, he really didn't focus on his work, his career, his life, what he wanted to do. And at the time, what he really wanted to do was to be there in his family. That was the most important thing for him, to be there for the children, to be there for his wife, and support his wife. So as the years progressed themselves, he lost his certificate to be a psychiatrist again. He lost those certifications that were needed to keep all of these things up with the state. And at the time, he had no need for it. And then one day, his wife just comes home, opens up the door. They're sitting down eating dinner, and she says, guess what? Check it out. I don't want to be married anymore. He's devastated. Not to mention, one of the children that they both entered into an agreement to adopt had some physical challenges. So he says, what does that mean? She says, that means I don't want us to be married anymore. So long story short, he leaves, he goes on, takes his thing, and he can't maintain the lifestyle he had with his wife. So therefore, he goes from the prince to the pauper, so to speak, every day, and really entering into a deep state of depression with this. So talking to my friend, and they're able to, you know, this other sister, they're able to share stories. She shares some kind words with him, and instantly she's able to reach back inside of herself, and she's able to give him some words of wisdom. So sometimes, no matter what kind of state we're in, we can see something outside of ourselves, someone else, and we can see the similarities. And no matter how bad we think our situation is, we can see another situation that we know is much worse than ours. And this is when we begin to offer support, help, love, care, whatever we want to call it. She offered some words of wisdom, and instantly the man lit up. He says, this is what I've been looking for. This is the answer. This is what's going to help me. Oh, my goodness, you have saved my life. He gives her a big hug, tells her he will not forget her. He's going to go do this work. And once he gets himself together, he's going to come back for her. beautiful story, right?
It is.
So now let's talk about the energy enigma that happened behind the scenes. This energy enigma that happened behind the scenes is this. All of a sudden, the man says, you know, I feel like I need to go get me a drink of water. They exchanged numbers and information. He says, I feel a little lightheaded because this is the information I've been waiting for. So the sister walks away. She's happier than she's ever been in her life. She said she felt lighter. She felt like a whole burden had been lifted off of her. And for once, she was able to take her mind off of her own problems, and she was able to move herself on. And suddenly, she looks up as the gentleman walks back into the store where they first started the conversation, and she sees people running. So she starts to go back, and as she starts to go back, she starts hearing police cars, and she starts hearing fire trucks. This is real, y'all. This just happened. Fire trucks is coming. So she rushes inside, and she goes, and she asks the people, what's going on? What's going on? They said, a man came in here, and all of a sudden, we don't know what happened. He was walking around like he was looking for something, like he was in a state of panic, and next thing you know, he fainted. He passed out. They can't revive him. We called the ambulance to see what happened. So the ambulance come. They come. They get the man, put him on the stretcher. They're trying to revive him. She's like, oh, my goodness, what is happening? I just talked to this man. This is crazy. What happened? So she comes back and she asks me, she says, Miss Blue, she's telling me the story. She says, what happened? Now, it's still going on as we speak. She said, I just had to call you. I'm so glad I got you. Please tell me what happened. I said, you two traded places energetically. I said, you know, all that sorrow, all that pain, all that hurt, everything you were carrying, that gift you gave to the gentleman, those words you spoke to him, and that promise he made to you, he took on all of your energy. And I want you to see energetically how taking on all of that energy, what it did to him. So what it must be doing to you inside your physical, mental, and spiritual body. This tells me about your emotional state. If you can't see what everybody on the outside is seeing looking at you, just look at that gentleman in there. Look at him laying in a state of panic till he passed himself out. Look at him. He took on your energy, and that's what it did to him because he was much weaker than you were. See, energy is real. And often people say to me, Miss Blue, what do I need to do to protect myself? What you need to do to protect yourself is to stay in your energy, is to really focus on things that you want to manifest. Focus. Understand that your spirit, your vibration, and your emotions are all the same thing. You cannot tell me that your spirit is intact, but your energy is all fucked up. It don't go together because they're both the same thing. It's real. That was the hidden force of the energy enigma in action, moving, real time, showing it. But it also speaks to something else. And the other thing that it speaks to is this. There's always a divine exchange going on. And sometimes, you know, we did a show, and me and Esther did a show, and we talked about this once on a show, about how we hate free shit. See, because nothing is truly free. See, he got that message, and even though he made a promise that he would come back and that he would, once he got himself together, he paid for that message. And that message was he lifted that burden of that energy off of her and he took it on. So therefore, there was an agreement and it was sealed. See, that's the seal. He will never forget the promise he made. He will never forget the words he had. And she will never forget it either, because guess what? She's never going to forget he passed out. He's never going to forget he passed out. So it's always there. There was an exchange. There's always an exchange. Never feel like you can cheat anybody out of anything, because it's just simply not possible. So understanding about trading places, it's real. It's very real. And you see this trading places, it can play out with your family members. It can play out with your enemies. You can sit there. And some people think, I'm going to keep my enemies close to me, because if they're close to me, then I always know what they're doing. But you got to remember that there is also the energy of enigma, what you can't see going on. And you can't keep taking in and taking in and taking in all of that shit and think that you're not going to be impacted by it, because there is an exchange going on. There is contracts being written. There are things that are happening. There are things taking place. So the key thing to remember is that no one has control over you. No one. If you think they do, you don't understand the energy of enigma. Because all of this is about you doing it to you and understanding that. A lot of times when it comes to past life readings, people don't believe it because they haven't seen it. So what happens in the session is I'm able to make the connection between their past life and their current life, and things that are a part of their enigma, things you cannot see, things that are mystery, things that they say, oh my God, Ms. Blue, how do you know that? And then they know it's real for sure. They understand that this is real. Past lives, Akashic Record readings is real for sure. So all of our problems can be solved by looking into the past. That's a key. There is no problem we have in the future, because everything that's happening now, because of the riddle they have been living here, the riddle shows up here in the now, in the present. Looking for the answers. Things in this life that you can't figure out, that you're trying to say to yourself, what, where is the enigma here? What? Why can't I figure this out? Why don't this shit make sense? What's missing from your life? I want you to think about that. What is missing from your life? What's missing right now? We don't want to talk about what was missing when you were 10. We want to talk about what's missing right now. What is the enigma going on in your life right now? What is it that you can't figure out? Where is the riddle for you? Take a look at that. Because when you can begin to recognize, and when you can begin to understand that it is there. See, first you have to acknowledge that there is an enigma going on, because if you can't acknowledge it, you can't move forward. You can't. The records are so powerful. And this is why we must set the record straight. The premier files. The Akashic Record readings, the premier files is the answer. What was your last work? That's what I'm dealing with in that. Why are you here? What was your last work? Why are you here? Stop trading places. Stop trading places. Stop trading places and going places and can't produce the seal. Because eventually, somebody's going to ask you, where's your seal? Because we need the real person to stand up. So what is missing from you at this time? What's missing?
Where's your enigma? You don't have to become your mother to be better. You don't have to become your father to be better. That's only going to make you bitter, not better. You don't have to become that nigga you hate. You don't have to become that. You don't have to become that bitch you can't stand. You don't have to take that path. You don't have to sit back in the cut and watch everybody else live their life. Because what ends up happening, you become worse than the person you're hating on. You become worse than that. And why not? Because after all, you're setting out to be better. So you have to show them how you can be better. I was doing a reading for a brother once, and he was telling me how he never wanted to be the father his father was. He never wanted to leave his children, abandon his family. He never wanted to be the person his father was. And he was absolutely right. He became his father and became worse than his father. He became physically, mentally abusive to his family. After all, he learned from the best. He left his family the same way his father did, and even in a worse state. So look at your life. I'm going to get ready to open up the phone lines because I do want to take your calls, and I want you to think about what's the riddle for you right now. What's not working for you? Where is your enigma? What's the enigma going on? What's not working for you? What's missing from your life? So I'm going to open up the phone lines. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. If you want to call in on the phone lines, press 1 once you get on the phone lines and press 1 once you get on the phone lines. You can also Skype in, and if you're an international caller and you're calling in as well, all you have to do is dial the U.S. country code. And once you dial the U.S. country code, then what I want you to do is dial 646-652-2711. Press 1 when you get on the phone lines. You can also Skype in as well. I'll be taking those Skype calls right here live in the remix. And also, just to let you guys know, yes, I am doing the Akashic Record readings, and yes, there is a waiting list. And yes, you can email me if you want to get those details at questionforblue@gmail.com. Tonight, we'll be taking a look at what's missing from your life and take a look at there and just kind of getting a peek inside of there. I'm going to bounce around on the phone lines because I see that there are hundreds of you on here already. Can I say that word? Already. And see what you guys got to say. So let's go to the phone lines. Let me jump around here. Let's go to the caller calling in at area code 702. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, Ms. Blue.
Greetings,
I'm Ariel Cooper.
Okay.
From California.
Okay. Greetings to you. Greetings to you. How are you enjoying the show tonight?
It is a beautiful show. I'm learning so much.
Mm-hmm. So much. You know what? Before we get started, as soon as you came on the phone lines, let me tell you what I seen. You want me to tell you what I seen?
Yes, please.
Okay. As soon as I clicked on you, I seen all these beautiful different color butterflies. I seen musical notes. I seen all kinds of beautiful things behind you. Definitely know you're one of those young spirits who have come to the earth to really kind of broadcast love all over the place. So what's so for you tonight, Ariel?
Well, it was just mostly my career. I've never known what direction I'm supposed to go in, but I've always just kind of been at the right place at the right time, you know?
But
I've never been very, like, very smart. Like, my brother's always been very smart, and I've always envied that. But I'm in a career where it's very technical, and I was just wondering, you know, how is it impacting my life, I guess.
Well, two things that's happening here. The field that you're in that is very technical for you, as you call it, it's technical for you. But let me, I want you to answer this question because I kind of talked about this tonight and we're going to talk about some of the things that's going on. I want you to tell me why you didn't really do what you wanted to do.
Well, I think it was just mostly I didn't think I had it in me. I didn't think I was talented enough.
You didn't think you didn't think you were talented enough to pursue your musical career?
Yes.
And so now that you're in this technical field, I told you I've seen these butterflies and all of these things, but now that you're in this technical field, you feel as though, wow, I'm never going to be successful here. I'm struggling here, and I don't know if this is what I really want to do. And a big part of that has to do with what your father thinks?
Yes. Yeah, exactly. He was a big impact on that, too.
Well, here's one of the things that I want you to know. Is I want you to take a deep breath and just kind of relax for me. The beautiful thing about your soul group coming to the planet is that you said something, Ariel, that was really, really key. And that is, you said, I always seem to be in the right place at the right time. And that is true.
Okay.
That is absolutely true. And anywhere that you go, you are spreading this love, this light, this sound to everyone who's around you. Absolutely everybody who's around you. And that's a big part of what your work is to be, is to just be you and know that you're going to be fine regardless of what path you decide to take. And a lot of times what happens is we have what I call grounding work. And so when we're younger, most of us do work that we really don't want to do. And that's not always necessary right now. But I want to talk to you about this. Talk to me about you in school, because you were in school for a while, and now what, you got out?
Actually, I graduated college already.
Okay.
It was only a 7-month college, but it was just mostly on this technical major.
Okay. All right. So that would explain why you were in college and it seems like you got out. So tell me, why don't you just go ahead and follow your passion and go back and use the money that you're making from this technical field to take you back into learning more about your passion?
Well, that was exactly what I was planning on doing. That was exactly what I was planning.
Well, aren't you glad you got the confirmation here? Because I see those beautiful butterflies. I see that music. I just see all of that sound coming from you. So what I want you to do is to do a whole lot of research. I want you to do research and look at many different avenues there, because you're really, really good not only at making music, but you're also really good at helping people express music, and you can sing yourself. So I don't want you to think that just because you can't play the keyboard like Alicia Keys that you can't make it.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much.
Yeah, because that is exactly what you're here to do. You're a part of a very big soul group. Baby Blue is in that soul group, too. And I want you to know that where you're at right now, this is just for your foundation. Do you understand? It's not where you're going to be forever, so you need to start planning now so you can begin to move yourself and start working towards your life work and a big part of your passion and getting into that arena. And so just hold on to what you said. I'm always in the right place at the right time. Make that your magical statement and work with that, because that is so true for you. You're always going to be at the right place at the right time, always.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much, Ms. Boyle.
You're welcome, sweetie. Definitely come back and let us know how it goes. Peace and love to you. And thank you so much for calling in, okay? I can't wait to hear about all of your magical adventures as you continue to go forward.
Okay. Thank you. I will. I promise.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Beautiful. She just made a promise, y'all. She sealed the deal. She sealed the deal there. Oh, that was beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller. Let's see. Calling in from area code, 720. You're live in the remix. 720.
Hello, Miss Blue.
Hello. Greetings. Who's on the line, please?
This is Everett from Colorado.
Okay. Greetings to you, Everett from Colorado. What part of Colorado are you in? Is it snowing there?
No. It's raining.
It's raining. Okay, Everett. Probably snowing up in the mountains, but yeah.
The mountains. Probably in the mountains.
Yes.
I ain't up there.
So
what's the wild missing? Missing?
Yes.
I feel though, what I'm missing, like, is seeing and speaking to, like, to the other side. I feel like I don't feel like I knew everything as a kid, and everything that I'm finding out now is coming to fruition and everything. But I'm not speaking to spirit, and I'm speaking, not seeing stuff no more like that. I don't feel I'm taking a journey no more like I did before. I feel like I'm stuck.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, the stuckness is an indication that you done traded places with somebody. So let's take a look and talk about some of these enigmas that's going on. And a lot of your trading places has to do with your mother.
I always go back to Mama.
Yeah. Here's the thing I want you to know, like, even me getting into your energy, you said everything always go back to your mother. Explain that to me.
Well, when you do the readings with Miss Blue or Brother Bilal, it goes like my mom, even though I'm getting the love and hate thing I have with my mom.
Yes.
Dealing with that, and I'm going over stuff like, okay, I'm not blaming my mom for stuff because I'm the being I caused it. And I have starting to have more love, starting to let that go and not blame her and let that go. Part of that part, I'm getting to that. I deal with that.
Mm-hmm. But I want you to be very careful with that word, let that go, because to you, to let go means to forget. And so then now you're entering into this tug of war inside your brain. Because, of course, you don't want to let your mom's memories go. Of course you don't. So it's about really going back and rebuilding and really beginning to understand. But here's one of your biggest struggles, and I want you to understand this, is you have to be open and you have to be willing to learn. And that's a challenge for you.
I'm open and willing to learn.
No, that's a challenge. Because anytime something that you see does not fit into your box about what you feel your spirituality is or interferes with you, you don't want nothing to do with it.
True.
You came back into this world so that you can learn. But I'm going to give you a blessing here, because one of the things I want to tell you is that in one of your past lives, you used to be a teacher. And in this particular past life where you were a teacher, you were teaching, but you made a mistake that sometimes teachers make. You forgot to go back and check your own resources. And so one of your students called you out on what you were teaching and told you it was wrong and challenged you. And because you were embarrassed, you left your teaching position and you walked away from your life. You walked away from your family, and you walked away from your life, and you became a homeless person.
Wow.
And this homeless person that you became, when people would walk up to you and ask you questions, you refused to answer them. So you stopped speaking. And often people thought in the town that you lived in that you could not speak because you never wanted to be challenged again. You never wanted anyone to challenge you on what you were learning. And you said you would rather live on the streets than have anyone challenge you on what you truly thought. And in this life here, you're dealing with the same issues because that was the big issues. Your mother was trying to prepare you for when she would not be here, but you would not listen. Everything in your life that happened was to make you a better man, to make you a man. But you took it. As with trading places, you took it as nature versus nurture. And so you begin to battle with anyone who attempted to nurture you. And as a result, you're all alone. You're by yourself. As a result, you have to learn how to learn. You are in an enigma. You must fill in the holes. You must understand these missing pieces. They're coming from a past life, and you're still carrying this energy, even though you've had many people to come in your life to help you rebuild this energy, to help you get a better understanding so you can involve yourself and begin to move forward. You are doing all of this for your pride, trying to hold on to your pride. But if you look around, you don't have any pride land. You're like Tracy Chapman living in a fast car. There is no pride.
Wow. On the teaching, that's my desire. I love doing that. And right now, I can't stop talking about knowledge and stuff.
It's time for you to be quiet because in order for you to get back to the teacher, you have to begin to get back in to that energy. In your past life, you lost it all. And in this life, you're headed down the same direction. Because before a teacher starts out teaching, they must first be a student of themselves, a student of their lives, a student of their message, a student of their own signs and symbols. This is why you cannot hear, because of your pride. So I'm going to ask you a question. What is it that you think you can teach that you're not learning? What can you teach someone in your position? You're not learning. How can you teach? We must stop this. If you can get this, if you can hear this, because your mother is with you, your mother is here to help you rebuild. She's here to help you find your seal. But you have to be open to learn.
Why hasn't she talked to me?
because you don't want to hear anyone but yourself. But this is your opportunity to teach. I'm going to give you what you say you want. I'm going to remove your enigma for you tonight because I love you. Let me have you teach something right now.
You got to teach something right now?
Yes. You said this is what you always wanted to do and that this is what's in your heart. Yes, right now. Go. Do it. Now.
Right now. That's all I can just talk about anything I want to talk about, right?
Teach right now.
It's blue. I don't know where to start off at.
Stop. Stop right there. You missed this opportunity here that you said you've been waiting for your whole life. You had your chance, as always, and you didn't do it. I hope you go back and listen to the show so you can understand what I'm telling you. You froze up. You froze up.
Yes, I did.
2,700,000 people listening, and you froze. People are waiting on you, and as long as you keep bullshitting around, you won't get to your work. So peace and love to you. Peace and love. Thank
you. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Peace and love. All right. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 404. You're live in the remix. 4045, because it's a lot of 404s. So 4045, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Yes, my name is LK Blood. I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia.
I'm sorry. What was your name?
My name is LK Boulan.
Okay. LK Boulan, yes, from Georgia. Greetings to you, LK Boulan.
Yes, greetings to you, Miss Blue. Much greetings, namaste.
Mm-hmm. Hotep. Mm-hmm. Hotep, namaste. All that. Arrivederci.
All that, okay. Larry Gunny, Trading Places, The Energy Enigma. I'm 56. I was born in Boston. And I understand something about this that I think I see happening, of course. A lot of things we know about, we don't know what it is, but we see something. And I feel like when I was younger, I had a dream. In that dream, I was at the base of a pyramid and someone was behind me. And immediately upon waking up in the dream, they told me I could enter the upper chambers. And then they pointed to a door that was to my left. It was dark. They said, but if you go down there, you can come back. And immediately in the dream, I remember saying that if I can go, I can come back. Recurring things in my life are based upon having a certain type of a mission But understanding why things are going the way they are, you know, I don't like judging. I understand following my truth. It still kind of is bewildering in the sense that the recurring things in my life happening, trying to understand some parts of it. And so this seems to be the place to find out. Hello?
Yes, I'm still here. I was listening to you, I was listening to you as you were just beginning to speak there, and listening to you. So, what is your question? What's your question for me?
Is my path clear? Am I because I believe I see what I see, and I know what that is, even though I'm still listening to learn and understand about it.
Mm-hmm.
So is my path clear for that understanding? Am I?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I want to tell you this, and I want to go, I'm going to go into your records, and I'm going to do this here for you because this is, I'm going to go into your records, and I want to tell you some things. And I know you shared that dream about you being an ancient Kemet. And one of the things that's very powerful is that we've lived many past lives. And even though that's the story you're telling and that dream is there with you, that's not the dream you often come back with. That's not what you keep having these nightmares about. That's not where the fear is. That's not what is really impacting you. Not that dream. That ain't it. But I want to tell you this because in a past life, and it's interesting, see, because whenever we talk about things that are impacting us, we will leave clues for ourselves, and those clues will come in many different ways. And you asked a very key question that let me know for sure, not that I doubt it, but I know for sure I'm in your records, and you gonna know for sure in just a second that I was inside your records. You said, is my path clear? You want to know if your path is clear because in a past life you was a mercenary killer. Do you know what that is?
Yes.
Tell me about what that is. Tell me what a mercy killer is. Tell me what that is.
I don't understand the words to explain it. because in my life, I heard once about how people talk about, you know, the way people treat each other. And I remember hearing one time about population control. And I understand something in that realm.
Well, let me tell you what a mercy killer is. It's like a serial killer. It's like somebody who goes around and they feel because of their cause,
yeah,
or whatever cause they're doing with, that they gonna kill you. They gonna take your life.
Yeah.
They gonna take your life. They gonna kill you. And this is what you did in one of your past lives. And how this is impacting you in your behavior is because in this life, you tried to do everything to get this monkey off your back. You've tried to go through every school of thought. You've tried to learn everything when it comes to religion. And you've tried to really give the impression to people that you are this kind, gentle soul. You still with me?
Yes, ma'am.
But deep down inside, some of your darkest fears are there that you don't want to see. And even some of these darkest fears have come out with different situations that you've had with people in your life that you're on the run from at this time. Does that make sense when I say you're on the run?
Yes.
And so I'm giving you this gift so that you can understand that the records are real. And if you can face this, if you can really, really hear what I'm saying, then you will be able to clear the path and move yourself forward, and you can stop running. But you got to admit the nightmares. You've got to be able to face the shit you've done. That is your only way forward. Then all of this love that you really want to have inside, you can have it for real. You don't have to be alone. You don't have to be by yourself. You don't have to do all these things to disguise yourself because you're really on the run. You don't have to do all of that. One of your dreams that you're constantly running, but then you trip and fall. You know that dream that you keep having that you're running and someone's chasing you and you fall?
Yes.
That nightmare can stop. It can stop for real. And so you can truly, truly rise, because really you're here to help save those who are about to be killed by mercy, whether that's energetic, mentally, physically, or spiritually. But you're not able to save them yet because you won't face the fact of what you've done. So stop playing. Stop playing so you can get to your work for real. But you've got to face the demons that followed you here. But you can make it stop by just acknowledging these fears, just acknowledging what you've done, and stop running. You're in an enigma. The energy of the enigma is with you, and you can get out of it. You want to know if your path is clear? That's how you clear it. You have to acknowledge it, what you've done. You have to acknowledge it. Your energy is being robbed by your dreams. It's so that you can really bring those darkest fears to the surface for you. But listen to this, and I know you'll go back and you'll download and you'll listen to this. Stop refusing to see. You don't have to be a mercy killer in this life. Not anymore. All right?
Yes.
All right. Peace and love. Thanks
Peace
for calling. All right. All right. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code, let's see, calling in from area code 860. You're live at the Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey, Ms. Blue.
Greetings, who's
hello?
On the line? Yes, hello. Greetings.
Hi, Ms. Blue. Hey, Ms. Blue. This is Stephanie. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Hi, Stephanie. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Connecticut.
Okay, greetings, Stephanie from Connecticut.
Very excited to speak with you tonight. Hello, Remix family.
She doing all her salutations, y'all.
I get very nervous, but I don't reach out and send emails but often, but I just want you to know how much I love you and how much you have brought into my life. I just want to say thank you.
Oh, thank you for that. That's beautiful, Stephanie. Thank you. Stephanie, like, hold up, Ms. Blue. Don't get the jumping over here. Let me.
I'm sure I get all nervous and flustered, but I love you.
Oh, thank you for that. Thank you, Stephanie. Mm-hmm. So did you just want to share that, or did you have a question?
No. I'm having things missing for me. I'm not sure if it's a blockage. I called and spoke with you on the Native fun show a few months back, and at that time I had just given my notice to quit my job, and you confirmed for me that it was part of my journey, and spirit guides were saying I was doing the right thing and everything. So now I'm at a blockage. I'm not sure what my next step to do is, because part of my plan that you've seen financially didn't work out, so I'm not having the – I'm going to need income soon. So, but when I think about – I'm going to school right now, and I really would like to focus on that. But when I think about going back to work, I get a feeling of dread. I don't know if that's because I'm feeling like I should do that because of, you know, I'm trading places with how other people are expecting me to do, or I know I'm being guided. I'm just not sure. And I don't think I've discovered my seal yet, so.
Okay. Well, you said some key things. You said, I think it could be because I'm trading places with. Well, you did your own reading, Stephanie, so I'm smiling. I'm like, this. You did your own reading. Okay. How wonderful is that? I love it. And you were right on point. So here's what I want you to do. The first thing is I want you to trust where you are. And then the second thing is remove all of those thoughts about other people, about if you have to go back and work. Because what you're dreading is thinking what you have to go back and do. Remember, you're creating this, so you don't have to go back and work at what you was doing last time. You could, there's so many things that are open up to you.
Okay.
And that may not even be necessary for you to do that. You could actually find work close to your field of what you're going back to school in and be in that environment. Because what's really happening, I'm going to tell you what I see, is that you will have, if you can remember, an enigma is a monkey wrench to your imagination. And so I need you to get back in that state of using your imagination and not get locked back in, because as soon as you hear work, you instantly go back to the old way. And
okay.
It doesn't have to be that way. Does that make sense? It doesn't have to be that way. So I want you to think of work not necessarily going back to the old way, but use your imagination, because I see that there's going to be some well-deserved rewards that are coming this way. I don't want you to begin to use work as punishment for yourself. You understand?
Okay.
Don't use it as punishment. That's not what it's used for. It really is designed there to anchor and to ground us. So don't punish yourself. You're in a good space. Your energy looks well, except for that. Don't trade places with anybody, because then you'll start the saga all over again. So keep moving yourself forward. Use your imagination. Really be creative. Go into your meditation. Do the Archangel Michael meditation to tap into the chemisphere and really begin to pull down what you see your work. See, you get to define what works looks like for you.
Okay. I do have the meditation, so I will listen to that again. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then just be open to that process. Know that, you know, it's working for you. Know that you're able to go to school, you're able to do the things that you can because of you. Not it's not something outside of you that's causing this to happen. And so know that the right situation, the right place, use your imagination. Keep that open. Do not block that, because that has been your strong point up until this point. So, yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much, Ms. Blue, as always. As always, you've done so much for me.
All right.
Thank
well,
you. Thank you so much.
Yes. Well, peace and love, even though you did your own reading tonight. So I want you to go back and hear that.
Well, I've learned that from you.
Well,
so thank
beautiful.
You.
You're welcome. Peace and love. Beautiful.
Have a good night. Mm-hmm.
Good night. All right. So we're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 3128. 3128. I'm going to say the next numbers because there's so many of you guys on lines. 3128, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Hold on one second.
Blue. Let me get you off speaker, sweetie.
Okay.
Hey, Blue. Hey, Remix family. Miss Blue, this is Miss D.
Okay. Greetings to you, Miss D.
Hey, the refrigerator lady about 2 weeks, 3 weeks ago.
Refrigerator. Tell me what happened.
I had told you that I had my ex wanted the refrigerator.
Oh, okay. Yes. I remember now. Yes.
Yes. All right, Ms. Blue. Listen, real quick. I didn't know I was going to get in tonight. I just actually logged in. But anyway, a year ago, and it's ironic that you're talking about trading spaces, places today. A year ago, I operate a business. I have a business. I do retail. A year ago, construction crew had poured. I'm nervous now. Why am I nervous? You're talking to Ms.
Blue. That's okay. The energy is real.
All right, here we go, sweetie. Listen, a year ago, construction crew had poured some waste in a drain above me in the place where I was leasing from. Mm-hmm. And unbeknownst possibly to them, it poured onto my retail, all of my inventory, right? Mm-hmm. Like messed it up real bad. Mm-hmm. Approximately 2 months of going back and forth with the landlord that I was leasing from, he asked if he could, like, advocate to the construction crew and give them a chance to care for it. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, yeah, not a problem. And he said, okay, advocate between the responsible parties. So during the interim, they supplied me with a temporary suite to conduct business. The original room became a hazard with mold and ended up with, like, et cetera, like, you know, just mold, and it was just, like, unbearable, like I had to move out of there. And I ended up with a newer space. The day I moved into the newer space, they called and said they now have to work in the ceiling of that suite. Yes. Mind you, Ms. Blue, I was the first to experience the travesty in that location, and I eventually ended up leaving. And the other tenants began to experience, like, the same, you know, same thing, found out, you know, the moisture and fire hazard, et cetera, et cetera. Now, mine is, like, a prestigious location, so they just, I don't know what transpired with the city codes. And now they're calling the people, the tenants that remain there are now calling me to see if where I'm conducting business has room for them and what was my outcome with the landlord.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't mention to them, but all responsible parties did agree to pay for my loss, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ironically, the landlord that I was leasing from intercepted and asked for the damaged goods back before they can give me my money. So I operate with integrity, and paying someone that was unfair, it didn't sit well with me. You know, it didn't sit well with my spirit, man. So I moved my business with timely notice, because now, mind you, this went on for like 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
We went back and forth. So I finally just ended up leaving. You know, I gave them timely notice. I didn't owe any balances to anyone and decided to let it go and write the loss off. Months later, since everyone else started leaving, the landlord we were mm-hmm. leasing from turned the table in cohorts with his attorney, sending letters requesting money from everyone that left as well as B. Now, mind you, I didn't owe him anything. If anything, they owed me.
Mm-hmm.
I honestly do not owe, but yet, if they feel like a frog and take a legal leap, they owe me. And obviously, the landlord has not been honest with his attorney, because if he was, then they would have excluded me from the list. Now, why am I sharing all this with you when you're talking about trading places? The new place I'm in, high-profile place, beautiful location.
Mm-hmm.
Months after I moved to that new place, the mm-hmm. same leak occurred.
mm-hmm. Oh, I know same why leak. You
oh, my goodness, the same leak occurred, and recently they gave me a temporary suite and took responsibility and repaired the leak above, and now I'm back to my original state.
Mm-hmm.
Ms. Blue, what you got for me? I'm all ears.
Well, this, you know, this is, you know, I don't know who sung the song, It's Complicated.
It's complicated. I can't remember.
It's complicated, but I want you to understand this. One of the key things, and I'll just kind of give you this, and then we'll kind of work backwards, is that the universe is looking to send you a check, but you don't want to take it. The universe is trying to give you money, and you are constantly shoving that shit back in its face, saying, I don't want it. So now, let's talk about what this really has to do with. Why is it hard for a sister who gives so much to receive?
Oh, that question, bro.
It's not a question. I mean, I have the answer. I mean,
okay,
but you can take,
all right.
You can take a
baby. I'm listening, sweet. Okay. No pass for me. I am listening.
A big part of this has to do with your relationship with your mother.
Okay, go ahead. I'm listening.
You can breathe. This has a lot to do with that. And this is about trading places. So a perfect night for you to call in. Because in your mind, you could do it better. You could be more successful. You can show her things she ain't never seen about what it means to be a woman. And what it means to be an independent woman, what it means to be a woman that don't take no shit, what it means to get up off your ass and do what you need to do. Oh, you could show her a thing or two.
Right.
Here's what I want you to know. If you have a hard time receiving, then you're really not giving. Because they're the same thing at the end of the day. It really is.
Yes.
And this is what I want you to understand. You still your mother.
Yep. I'm not in denial from that.
So this is what this has a lot to do with. But see, here's the thing that is here, is that the universe is really speaking to you saying, listen, you got to learn how to give and receive. And you got to stop shitting on people. That's why shit keep coming down on your shit. You can't go around shitting on other people. You can't. Everybody has their own walk. They have their own faith. They have their own traumas. They have their own enigmas that you don't know about.
Right, right.
And if you want shit to stop, because literally shit is falling on your stuff.
yeah, that construction, that's exactly what it was.
Yeah, it's shit. You got to stop going around shitting on everybody thinking that you got this shit all figured out. Because you don't. And so this is the way to be able to understand this. You know, you've done a lot of giving that you haven't received anything back from. You understand? The damaged goods is your check, because that's all you're going to end up with in this life. No man, you ain't going to have no friends. You're going to have some damaged goods. You're so independent that it makes you look weak, or you think it makes you look weak when you receive something from other people. But you have to stop. I don't know how else to say it. Stop shitting on people. Got to stop shitting on your mama. You got to stop shitting on what other people do. Don't become an expert in their world. Become an expert in your world. Because in your mind, you feel like if somebody got to give you something, then that means you ain't doing good. And you miss independent double digits in your bank account. You don't need none. You don't want none. No. Stop trading places with that. That's not what it's about.
Okay. Wow. Because my next question was going to be, and I didn't even want to ask the question. I was like, you know what, let me get this out because, and when you say it, and I know you didn't mean that, like, literally me going around just, you know, making people's life miserable because that's not what I do. However, I was going to tap into, you said what, man? Would you say
this? Go ahead. I'll wait till you finish.
I was going to inquire about my mom because I have given my mom the world. Mm-hmm. My mom is pleased with everything that I've done and everything that you just said when you were saying, when you were relating to me being this person, like, you know, with my mom. She's pleased with how my life has turned out because you're right. She has literally told me I couldn't have done that or I wish I could have done that. And it's almost like living her life through me vicariously.
Yeah, but you're participating.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And I've been participating for so long that it got to the point I just, like when you just said, just stop. I stopped. I stopped messing on people.
Mm-hmm. Well,
so I can keep my energy because mm-hmm. it was draining me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And nothing that I do, nothing that I can say, like, pleases her. And this has been going on for 30 years. And I have mm-hmm. I've tried to talk, I've tried to go in her past to see how she was raised and mm-hmm. literally have a deep, deep sister-sister, soul-to-soul, mother-to-daughter, female-to-female talk. And now it's like I'm drained.
Well.
Love her dearly.
Yes, of course. It's really not about love.
And no animosity. Like, it's not no animosity. Like, there's no bitterness.
Hold on. Not on the surface. But there is some animosity, and that animosity is because in your mind, you mm-hmm. are going to prove to your mother that you can do what she couldn't do. And see, giving is one thing, but having stipulations with your giving makes you a warden. See, if I'm only giving because I want you to act a certain way and I want you to do a certain thing and I want you to be a certain way, then it's not mm-hmm. really giving. You cannot be a control freak with your giving.
Right, yeah, that's selfish, but go, yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm. You can't do that. Mm-hmm. And so mm-hmm. I want you to see that what you're doing is you're building up big insecurities with inside of yourself. You understand? And who mm-hmm. you're being trained for. You know, you're being drained because you're trying to turn turn your mother into you. That's why you're being drained. You trying to show your mom this is how you do it. That's draining. You can't make somebody be you.
But even if she's inspiring that, she's telling me this is what to do. You know what I mean?
No. Even if your mother is telling you what to do, the draining part is coming from you because you're
right.
trying to get your mother to see something different. What I want you to understand, I don't care what state your mother is in. I don't care what she can and cannot do. I don't care what she's able to accomplish or not accomplish. She
mm-hmm.
has the wisdom that you don't have.
Mm-hmm.
But you'll never hear it if you think that you're in a position where you're doing this better than her and that she don't know.
She knows. No. Mm-mm.
You say that.
Yeah, but the
you
action.
Understand, but your
mm-hmm.
action. That's what I want
right.
you to get. And so these actions are so powerful that your higher self in the universe said, we got the shit on this sister. To get her to understand.
To let her see.
To let her see that this
mm-hmm.
is it. And then a key word you said when you were talking, you said, I do that however. However. You know what however mean. I mean, I don't think I got to take y'all back to 1-on-1, but y'all know what
right,
however
like,
means.
Forget all that shit I said in
forget
the
all that stuff. Right. Forget that.
Cancel all that shit out. This is what I really mean.
And Ms. Blue, I use that word a lot. However.
Yeah, that means forget all of that.
Forget all that, yeah.
I don't really go around shitting on people. However.
Get some tissue and keep it moving. Oh, Ms. Blue, I love your spirit, baby. Talk to me.
So, that's what it is. You've got to get that message because you're in a good place, but you also know when you've been in those dark places where you've had to fight to kind of bring yourself out of it. And that's what builds the insecurity, is really get yourself in the position to understand, you know, and really understand your mother carries that wisdom and that this is not about you trading places to try to prove to her or anyone else, because it's more than just your mother. You got something to prove. You like La Smooth. You need to be with La Smooth because you feel like you got something to prove. You ain't got nothing to prove.
I don't know who that is. Right,
You never heard of the group La Smooth? We ain't got nothing to prove?
Mm-mm, Blue. I think you dating yourself. No, I don't know who that is.
Well, they know. In remix land, they know. But it really speaks to where you are.
Where I am.
Feel,
I'm going to Google it. Okay.
You feel you got something to prove. And when you have something to prove, you're going to always trade places. And you're going to be trying to figure out, how the hell does this keep happening? How the hell do I move out of a damn location, upgrade myself, go to another building, and still get shitted on? Got to stop shitting on people, and then the shit will stop falling on you.
And you know what? You just tapped into when you said proven something. It's not so much, and like you said, it's my actions that are trying to prove whatever it is for my mom's approval. Now, that, I totally agree with you because I've always wanted her approval.
Hold on. It's not that you just want her approval. You want her to do what Beyonce say, bow down, bitches. That's what you want. That's really what you want. That's your theme song. Bow down, bitches. Bow. Because I'm the queen. Look what I done did. So this ain't just about your mom. Yeah, really.
Oh, I'm going to have to step back and close the door.
You ain't finna do that. You ain't finna do that.
Cause you know what I was gonna say, Miss Blue. I am for years. I won't tell my age on here, but years. I have. Well, right now. I have been my biggest competitor. I am my biggest competition. Proving to myself, and that can. You think that's probably like some of the insecurities from.
Listen.
Growing up, I'm listening.
I'm not going to romanticize proving some shit to yourself because we don't we don't know how to prove anything to ourselves. It's always someone outside of ourselves. You can't be in competition with you. You got to know that there is some energy of an enigma going on there that you have just blocked yourself into believing it's you, but it really
it's
ain't
me.
You.
There you go. Yes. Totally relatable.
Mm-hmm. So there it is. You got it, sister. Now go listen to Bow Down, Bitches. Bow Down.
Exactly. What did you say? Let's move. And look, next time I'm just going to call and say, Blue, could you just pull a card? Just feel my energy. What do you see? What do you hear? Pull the card, baby. What is the card saying? Pull the deck, whatever. Just have at it.
Well, that's what it is. That's where you're at, and you can definitely move yourself forward. I want you to go back and listen to this so you can really just understand. I mean, it's some divine things happening. I mean, we're talking about some things that really, really can be challenging to hear, but just in a way so that you can receive it. And I know you do, because I know what's in your heart. You really want to move past
some of this energy so you can, you know, get onto your work the way you want it to be and not have these struggles with your mom and, you know, just different things going on. So, you know, really take those things into your heart. I know you have, and you'll be able to kind of check yourself on it. I mean, you good at being the warden. So, you know, you're going to have to do some of that on you.
Throw away the key. I'm going to lock myself up in the cell, baby. Sit down here and meditate on this divine intervention here. Miss Blue, thank you so much.
Thanks,
Remix family, for listening. Miss Blue, blessings, peace, and love for just you being who you are.
Oh, likewise. And you have to let us know, you know, once you get the store all together and people stop shitting on you, you know,
I know, right, because I don't want anybody in there, you know, tracking the wrong stuff. All right, Miss Blue Baby. Thank you, sweetheart.
Oh, you're welcome. Peace and love. Hold the line. Oh, that was too beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code, let's see. Oh, do we have 2 minutes and 22 seconds? It's 619. You're live in the Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello, Remix family. This is Queen calling from California.
Okay, greetings to you, Queen, from California. What part of California are you in, Queen?
I live in San Diego.
San Diego. Okay. All right. Greetings to you.
Likewise. It's been a long time for me. I love the Remix. I love you guys. The energy is amazing. What am I missing? I'm missing my desire, just knowing what my desire is.
You missing your desire? Hold on one second.
Knowing what my desire is.
Okay, hold on one second. This is what I want to tell everybody. Don't forget to download. Don't forget also Sunday night, you want to be live in the Remix because we're going to have a special treat. I'm going to be talking about India. You're going to make sure you're listening because I'm going to let you know what's going down in India with the floods and a whole lot of other goodies with a whole lot of other stuff and some surprises coming up. So you guys in Self-Invested tomorrow, don't forget, if you like this show, I really want you to go over to Facebook, click like on the Remix Radio page and like it there. Leave a comment. Like it on iTunes. Like it on Twitter. Just like it all over. And don't forget to reach out to me. Question, QUESTION, the number 4, blue at gmail.com, especially if you're interested in getting those Akashic record readings from the premiere file. Peace and love to you guys. We're about to head into the after hour, so you better jump on the phone lines. Otherwise, you know what you got to do. Download. Much love, warm spirit. Peace and love to everyone out there, really just loving the share here tonight, and everyone calling in from Planet Remix. It's always special. So we're going to keep this going. And so you want to talk about, you said you're missing your desire.
Really knowing what it is. Mm-hmm. Just tapping into what my desire is. And
so you have no clue what your desire is, which means you've traded places with somebody else.
I've probably traded places with a lot of people.
Well, you know, the beautiful thing is that you can be honest about it, that you have traded places with people. And do you know why? I want to ask you that question. Do you know why you've traded places with so many people?
The best thing I really can come up with is that I'm the person that everybody comes to for answers to their problems. I'm always counseling somebody, and I'm very sensitive, so I just get on in, and it's hard for me to say no to people. That's really what I can come up with.
But that wouldn't cause you to trade places with somebody. I mean, I do that. I don't trade places with y'all.
Other than that, I don't have an answer.
Mm-hmm. So what desire are you missing? You're missing a desire for what?
Just desire for myself, my pleasure, just knowing what I like.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think this, I almost could say I lost myself. Let's just say I lost myself in the shuffle. That's the best way I could put it. And it's kind of like, mm-hmm. I want to get back on track.
Mm-hmm. Well, when you
I'm
say
always really, really tired, and I don't, you know, so I don't know, I'm just tired all the time.
Yeah. Well, I want to talk to you about something because I want to kind of go to the core of some of these issues. I know a lot of them have to do with relationships.
Okay. Yes.
Okay. I just didn't want you to, you know, you instantly detach yourself. But a lot of them have to do with relationships. But the other thing I want you to take a look at is that all of this has to do with your father.
Wow.
This has to do with your father and never truly having him embrace you for real.
Interesting.
Why you say interesting?
Because I've always been close to my dad, but lately that's kind of been on my mind. Like, I've been reflecting, and I'm like, he's never really embracing me, you know.
When you say close, never... tell me what you mean when you say you've always been, and be honest, when you say
Me and my dad always been around each other. I've been raised with my dad. I'm daddy's little girl. I always roll with my dad. We used to be able to talk, you know, but he's never really, because he lives with me now. So I've been, like, really paying attention. And he's never really honestly just hugged me, embraced me, hold me. It's mm-hmm. just, I don't know what it's about, but I didn't think about it until recently, just in reflection
mm-hmm.
mode. Mm-hmm. It did cross
yeah.
my mind.
This is about your father not truly, really embracing you so that you can understand that this energy enigma is real. And so a big part of you is when you're helping people and you're doing stuff with them, this is almost as if you really want to fix this relationship. You've been attempting to fix this relationship between you and your father for a very long time.
Yeah, it's been a while.
And this
we
is
used
you.
To argue, now we argue. We have mm-hmm. arguing in this moment. Then it's like, what are we arguing about? And I don't want to argue.
Mm-hmm. But this is really about you not really having that honest conversation with your father, letting him know that you need more than just his words, that you truly want to feel that he really loves you. And to be able to show that affection, because this is what's been showing up time and time again in your relationships. And even when you were younger, this is how you would act out sexually because you were trying to get that embrace that you never got from your father.
Whoa. Never seen it that way, but okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a different energy, but it's the lack thereof. That's what's really at it. So now it's time for you to really kind of detach yourself a little bit and start working on you for real. So everybody coming to you and asking you questions, why don't you be truly honest with them and tell them, this is where I am. I don't even know what I want in life. Why can't you ask for help? This is why you haven't been able to receive what you want. And this is why, even though people are coming to you, a lot of them you're very resentful for, because you feel like they only come to you when they want something, when they need something. And you feel like you've been used, and you have in a lot of cases.
Yeah, I've been pretty much trying to go there and just let a lot of people know, you know, I can't help you no more. I have no answers for you. I have my own issues to deal with. I have my own life to work out.
That is really where I'm at. The truth is you didn't have answers for them. You was working out your own shit. You didn't have no answers for them. You was trying to work your own shit out, which is nothing, absolutely nothing wrong with that. But if you want to get back to the place, see, because right now you playing, and I don't like to be played with. You playing when you say, I don't know my desire. Oh, yes, you do. So stop playing before you don't know what the fuck they are for real. Because you know. You know what you want to do. You know what your desires are. You know all of that. But the thing about it is, you're never going to be able to discover where the seal is. You're never going to be able to take it to another level if you can't be honest.
I mean, right now I'm in school because I want to do my fashion thing. I just want to really pursue that goal for myself. That is one of my desires, but that's where I'm at right now. I'm in school for that. That's what I'm doing. And just being on that subject, is that a good direction to go towards for myself?
Of course it is. You chose the direction. How could it not be? That ain't your real issue.
I just wanted to know because I just bounce around. I've been bouncing around. I just haven't. I just like, oh,
right. Because you need to start doing things that you really want to do and stop trying to trade places with everything and everybody you come in contact with. Focus on where you're putting your energy. Stop trying to be a jack of all trades and master of none. Focus on you, understanding where the truth lies within you. Stop telling yourself lies and stop letting people feed you lies, and you will never lose your desire. Be honest about the help that you really want to receive, and that's the only way you're going to get it. But playing games, oh, that shit done came and bit you in your ass before. But I'm going to tell you about me. I don't like to play games, and I don't like liars. So you know your desire. You even know what's going on between you and your father. Sit down and have that honest conversation with him, and you will see how things will go back and even be better. Not bitter than what they are now. And even when it comes to you helping people, truly helping them, and really helping yourself and moving forward on where your desires are, that's where you need to put your focus. And then you will see all of this other energy disappear from you. All of the drama, all of the other things that are coming along that you've been dealing with, you'll see them things begin to work themselves out, but you have to be honest.
So with all of that, would you say that my energy would come back? I don't know why I'm tired. I don't care how much I sleep.
Your energy is tired because you're trying to trade places with too many damn people. So stop it. Be you. It is absolutely nothing wrong with you.
No more trading places.
There it is. You got it. Well, peace and love to you, and thank you so much for calling in. And let me know how it goes as well, too.
I surely will. Thank you, Ms. Blue. I love you.
Love you, too. Peace and love.
Bye.
Bye. All right, you guys, listen, that's going to do it. What an amazing share here tonight with everyone who's come on. We've learned so much. Trading places, the energy enigma happening now, and really just kind of getting down to the source of it. I just want to thank everyone out there. Again, I want to tell you guys, download, and definitely leave a comment because I'd love to hear from you, love to hear your thoughts about the show tonight. Maybe you're dealing with the energy enigma and you've been able to figure it out from everyone who's come on the platform here and sharing what's going on with them. You can be able to take a look at yourself and see where we all are, because we all know where we're at. you know, and we're all here for each other, which is really, really a beautiful thing. I'm going to get ready to close out. We have Self-Invested tomorrow. Don't forget to be back in the forum on Sunday night. Peace and love to you guys out there. Much love, warm spirit. And until next time, you guys, you know, stay in love. Peace and love, everybody. Shoot me an email. I'd love to hear from you guys as well. Peace and love.
Wow.